Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastors Carl and Cheryl Thomas. Our favorite verse is Habakkuk 2:14, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Consumed by that revelation, we are committed to recognizing, resourcing, and releasing high-impact ministries resulting in global glory, transforming lives to impact their world. We have a teaching that will impact you today. Now, let's get right into that word.
Ready? Just going to go through a few scriptures and just kind of refresh in our hearts and our minds and spirits what the Lord's done for us. Good Friday. Say Good Friday. Amen. You know, this is for us, this would be, you know, like other Christian faiths and traditions, this would be the Eucharist, and we call it communion, but here at Impact Church, we call it the Happy Meal, you know, because it really is. I know, you know, what Jesus did for us makes me happy, and Jesus doesn't want us to come here on Good Friday and please, once a year, come and be sad that I died for you. He really doesn't want us to be sad about that. I mean, we should respect it, reverence it, and fully understand it. But when you fully understand it, if you really get the good news, you can't help but be happy. Really happy. I mean, oh my goodness. Because I can't even get my head around how good it is. Like, God made up such an incredible, wonderful plan to redeem us. And he did it all himself. He took care of my side and his side. He covered every detail. And all I've got to say is, I agree, that's an awesome plan. And all I have to say is, thank you. Like, thank you, Jesus. It's so good. Now, work your buns off because I was so good to you. That's terrible stuff. You know, now it's let his life. Now, let his life. Now surrender and let his life be lived in you and enjoy and experience the authentic life. Luke 22, verse 15. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover meal with you. I love that. I mean, this was the last meeting, the last supper that Jesus was going to have. And I mean, he was passionate about it. As he thought about it, as he thought about that night and what they would share together and what they would experience, he was passionate about this meal together because he was going to sit with them and he was going to institute a new covenant. He was going to institute a new commandment. He was going to institute a whole new way of relating to God, and he couldn't wait until he could fully manifest and express to them this whole new plan from heaven. He said, I'm passionate about it, and it's good stuff. 2 Corinthians 5:18 to 21. You'll have all the verses up there, a couple slides. But now all things are of God. How many things are of God? All things, all things, all things. The verse before that, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things passed away. All things became new. So now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now that's not this Sunday, but the next Sunday we're going to do a three-part series on go. Say go. You know, he's given to us the ministry of reconciliation. We've got a responsibility now to get out there and just share this wonderful good news. You know, literally, it's like it's a responsibility. I mean, if you knew somebody who, you know, loved New York strip loin steaks, and you went to Costco and found out that the New York strip loins that usually cost $120, they're on sale for $20. You would pick up your phone, and it would not be a work of your flesh or some incredible thing. It would be an act of love, because, Pastor Carl, you love New York strip loins. I do. They've got them on sale for $20 at Costco. What? The good news that God loves us so much that he eliminated every single thing that keeps us from him. He swallowed up every disappointment, every fear, every sin, every obstacle in himself so that he can declare us righteous and say, come on home. Amen. See, that's so easy. I mean, anybody can do that. He's given to us the ministry of reconciliation. What is it? He's given us this ministry. That is, what is the ministry? That is that God was in Christ. What was happening at the cross? God was in Christ reconciling the whole world to himself. Well, the good news is, if you don't do something about your sin, you're going to hell. And I've got a responsibility to tell you that. Well, here's what we're supposed to say. God was in Christ reconciling you to himself. God took care of sin. He took care of all your difficulties. He took care of every issue. He covered everything so that Jesus is now the new and living way for you to have a relationship with God.
or you're going to hell.
Oh, sorry. Like, sometimes we just take the good news and get it all goofed up, don't we? God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For, verse 21, for he has made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. I mean, here's the whole message. Sin was a problem, so God decided that he would give you a 10-step program to deal with your sin. First, you got to be really sorry about it. Second, no, you see, he who had no sin became sin for you. He took sin. See, the cross, we'll have a picture of Jesus on the cross, but his hand went all the way back. All the way back to the beginning, all the way back to when he said, let there be light. His hand went all the way back. Then his hand goes all the way into when he comes again. And he took every single bit of mess and muck and mixture, every single bit of the worst type of sin or act of sin, even your self-righteousness, he took that too. And he put it in Christ. He put it on Jesus. For hours there, 6 hours on the cross, the sin of all of mankind, past, present, and future, all of it was put on Jesus. Wow. Every single bit of it. If you don't see it all put on Jesus, you're trying to make your own plan or your own way. See, God's plan was to take everything that hindered you, and he put it in him. Jesus became the host for the ugly parasite of the devil, of disease, of sickness, of every single thing that would hinder his righteousness and his plan and purpose. He became the host, and the host died with that parasite, and he took it all in himself, and he crushed it, he killed it, and he destroyed its power to ever affect you again. When you understand that, you come in the revelation that that revelation will literally affect your mortal body. It'll literally make you feel better. It'll heal you. It'll touch you. Because by his stripes, we are healed. That's it. Yes, by his stripes, and you have to take 500 courses about healing. By his stripes, you are healed. What do you got to do? Just believe that. What do I got to do to inherit the kingdom? Simply believe. Do you believe that today? See, that's what we're going to do when we take this cup, the host. They call that little wafer, they call it the host. It's because he's the host. He took on every single issue that tries to destroy the fullness of God being manifest in your life. He hosted it at the cross. He took it. And the devil, it says the devil was so stupid. He says even the rulers of the world, they didn't even know what they were doing. They didn't know. The devil didn't know that the thing that would destroy him, he did it to Jesus. He literally did the thing that caused his own damnation and destruction. The devil did it. So amazing. Settle down. I know it's exciting. Tell your neighbor, shh, wow, easy. So if you really discern this today, there is absolutely zero reason for you not to be healed right now. There's absolutely zero reason. I got a real spray anointing on today. There is no reason for you not to experience freedom on every level in your life. All fear has to go, guilt, shame, everything has to go. There is no reason today, none whatsoever. God has done it all fully and completely. Freedom is yours. It is the gift of God. You've just got to say, thank you. Thank you. All right, thank you. Colossians 2, 13 to 15. He has made us alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Say all. Forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of the requirements, which was the law. What is the power of sin? The Bible says the power of sin is the law. Well, what did Jesus do on the cross? On the cross, he fulfilled the law. He wiped out that handwriting, that code that was opposed to you, that code that kept on saying, you don't make it, you're a failure, you're not quite there, you're never going to make it, you'll never be perfect. He demands perfection. It was wiped out at the cross. And now you don't have a relationship with God through performance. You have a relationship with God through his performance. The code has been wiped out and washed away, and now he has the absolute right to declare you righteous. Settle down. Oh, my God. I mean, your excitement is killing me. All right. Having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. When you deal with the law, when you deal with the outer regulations, when you deal with the striving, when you deal with the standards of man, when you deal with everybody trying to live out of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, when you deal with that, you disarm the devil. Because the devil's got nothing. He's the accuser. He's got nothing to accuse you of because Jesus doesn't accuse you. Jesus declares you righteous. Therefore, he says, then who condemns you? Who is there? Who is left to condemn you? No one. And the devil is totally obliterated. He has no place. He does not have a leg to stand on because he has been defeated. Doesn't have a leg to stand on. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. All right. He made a public spectacle over them, triumphing in the cross. Romans 5:15. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through the one man, Jesus Christ. Say gift of forgiveness. It's a gift, folks. Just receive it. Everything he's done is to totally forgive you. Acts 26:18, Paul talking about, this is my message. This is what God called me to do. He sent me to the Gentiles. He sent me to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, to the power, from the power of Satan to the power of God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. How do you get all of this? How do you get this wonderful, glorious exchange? By faith in me. It's all faith. Does anybody have the ability to believe today? You all do. God gave you that measure of faith. He didn't only tell you how to do it, he then gave you the ability to perform it. Isn't he great? He covers every part of the covenant. He covers every single thing in it. He's got you covered from beginning to end. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. Romans 5:17, much more, I love that it's much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, there's an abundance of grace and it's the gift of righteousness. So how do I get righteousness? It's the gift of righteousness. And when you receive that, you will reign in life through one Christ Jesus. How do you reign in life? How do you overcome in life? How do you manifest that overcoming nature and spirit in every aspect of your life? Through understanding that you've received the gift of righteousness, and through that revelation, you reign in life through one Christ Jesus. Is anybody following me? Anybody tracking with me? How many think it's a little bit of good news? Hebrews 2:14, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. And he dealt with the devil, he dealt with sin, he dealt with every single thing that is opposed to you. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. But with his own blood, and I love this, and you've got to get the picture. Between right now, Good Friday, when he poured out his blood, the blood of God, his blood, the blood of God, when the blood of God was poured out, literally Jesus took his blood and he ascended to the throne room of God. And when he went up there, and I love the psalm that says, you know, be lifted up, you everlasting gates, be opened up. It says the King of Glory is coming. And the gates are looking out going, who is this guy who's beaten up, looks like a lamb slain? Who is this guy? Because Jesus left, he didn't look like that. But suddenly somebody's coming up and he's got a whole bunch of people with him. And the gates of heaven are like, who is this? Who is this coming? It's the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. I've won. I'm victorious. I'm powerful. And he's coming and he's bringing his own blood, the blood of God, to put it on the mercy seat right there before the Father. Isn't it amazing? The blood of God went. And you know what? God sees you through that mercy seat. He sees you through the finished work of the cross. That means he always, not only has he declared you perfect, you are perfect because of the finished work of the cross. So good. He entered the most holy place once for all. Nothing else can be added to this. He did it once, and he did it for everyone in past, in the future. It covered every single generation. This is such an incredible plan. Holy moly, Batman. This is good. This is so good. Once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. On the cross, he obtained eternal redemption, and he took his own blood and he poured it on the mercy seat. And Jesus is the new and living way. There's no other way. Well, you got to run to a conference. No, there's no other way. You got to do this. You got to take 25 courses. There's no other way. Well, you got to be holy as he is holy. Yes, and you can't do that without what he did. So his holiness isn't something you achieve. It's something you receive because he granted it to you because he poured his blood on the mercy seat. Okay, that was good. Thank you, Jesus. You want to just read this quote to you because it's so good. David also broke. I love his book on the blood. But this is really important. Jesus was cursed on the tree in our place, and he bore our sins in his body. In his body. Say in his body. And he did in his body. All the sin. Think about the resurrection now. Think about raising. Raising Lazarus was one thing, right? Lazarus come forth. But think about Jesus. All the sin. All the sin. All of the, every single nasty, every pedophile act, every nasty act, every murder, every terrorist act, everything that would be awful and disgusting, every single thing in every generation, his body took it all. That's why they said his body was like unrecognizable. It was like a lump of flesh hanging on that cross. Is that even a man? What is that up there? That body got stuck in a tomb. You would reckon that kind of sin would keep a guy down forever. But the power of the Spirit of God raised that from the dead. That body that took the sin of all mankind forever and ever, that body was raised from the dead by the power of the Spirit of God. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Jesus bore in our place his sin in his own body. He did not bear the sin in his blood. Really important stuff. It was just as holy on the cross as it ever was. As he offered the sin sacrifice to God, he was covered with pure, innocent, justifying, redeeming, sanctifying blood. You just got to get this. In his body, in the body of that man, he took all of sin. All of it. But at the same time, what was being poured over that body that was receiving the sin of all mankind, the blood of God was pouring over that flesh. The perfect, redeeming, powerful blood of God was covering that sin wrecked and havoced body. Listen, justifying, redeeming, sanctifying, so that he was able to, in the end, Jesus, it says in the end, suddenly the clouds went away. Suddenly the darkness went away and Jesus turned back. And instead of saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Suddenly at the end, he said, Father, unto you, I commit my spirit. Because in that whole thing at the cross, not only was sin being placed once and for all on Jesus in his body, but once and for all, the blood was covering every awful, disgusting act, and his blood was redeeming and sanctifying and setting free forever and forever. Oh, please say, Holy Spirit, help me understand that. Because the transaction that took place that day, massive. And because of that, it declares you're free. You're free. He was able to by in his spirit, release his spirit to his Father. Unto you, I commit my spirit. One more slide. Good news. Jesus is the only cure for sin. He declares you righteous, your accuser's destroyed, and you are forgiven, healed, and free. Need some help handing out the emblems. It's our first time with the middle row, so I hope this goes okay. How many like the middle row so far? I like the middle row, actually. I think it's pretty good. Fabulous. Are you ready? Here we go. Let's pass out the emblems. Did you guys get some already? Awesome. I need to get a head start and opening mine up. How many have a hard time getting them open? Thank you. Let's pray. Let's pray for the spirit of opening up. Oh, this is love.
at your eyes of fire. You lift your glory, for your heart's desire. Oh, this is love. Oh, this is love. Your passion red is blood. Oh, this is love. Nails pierced my God. All the angels cry holy at your eyes of fire.
And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink all of it. Drink all of it. Drink all of it. Like, don't take a bit of it. Don't sample it. Drink all of it. Drink it all. All of you drink it. For this is my blood. This is the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of this vine until the day when I drink it with you in my Father's kingdom. Now we know that he had communion with them again after he came, after he was raised. We know that he had communion with them again. So we know that he had that supper. What is he saying by that? The kingdom's come. It's not the kingdom's coming someday. It's not my reign and my rule will be enforced someday. But when he came and he had communion with them again, he said, the kingdom, the new reign, the new rule is fully enforced. It's fully enforced. Come on, why don't you stand up with me? You got the little wafer here. This wafer represents the body of Christ. And in the body of Christ, by his stripes, those stripes in his body, by his stripes, you were healed. Do you discern the body? Do you discern what took place? It says many are weak, many are sick. Many die because they don't discern the body. Everything necessary for you to be free right here. You can be healed today, not because of any other thing, except that Jesus took every sickness, all your diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my sins and he heals all my diseases. Do you discern that today? Just speak to your body right now. Speak to your body. Say, body, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command you to submit today. I'm not here to commiserate Jesus' death. I'm here to celebrate the freedom that he won for me. And body, I command you right now in Jesus' name, every single attack of the enemy, every disease, every affliction, it has to leave my body right now. I exercise faith right now. Just like there's forgiveness of sin, there is healing in my body, because by your stripes we were healed. So I, in the name of Jesus, I command sickness leave the room. I command sickness, leave the room right now. Every body, I command it to be touched and made whole now in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now in Jesus' name. So, Father, we eat the liberty. We eat the freedom. We eat the forgiveness of sin, of healing in our body, of every single bit of brokenness is dealt with now. And we eat to that. We eat in faith, believing that in Jesus' precious name. Amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. What makes me whole again? Nothing but the blood. You cannot add your effort to it. If you add your effort to it, you literally have a different gospel. You've exercised faith in the blood and your effort. But it says it's got to be the blood, only the blood. It says only the blood. It says you cannot come into his presence. And the Hebrew writer said, not without blood. Not without blood. And it has to be the pure, precious blood of God himself. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. Right now, I thank you for the blood. I thank you for the simplicity of this. I thank you that right now we do this in remembrance. You know, it's not as much to remind you, although you said do it to bring me into remembrance because you want us to regularly do this because it's good for us. It's not because your memory's short. It's not because you forget. It's because you want us to return to this often so that we can be brought into remembrance that our freedom was won for us and achieved for us through the work of the cross. Keep us at the cross. Keep us at this place. Keep us in that place where we see we live out of this victory every day of our lives. So, Father, thank you for the blood and the power of the blood. I pray that it would be manifest in every person here today, that all guilt, all shame, every single thing that would try to warp our understanding of ourselves would be broken and busted because you have declared us the righteousness of God. So we thank you for the blood. We drink, we celebrate the blood of Jesus right now. We thank you for freedom and victory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Come on, drink in faith right now. Man, I want to get that in my heart every day, every single day. I never want to be robbed of the truth that, oh my, what he did for me at the cross. It's a powerful, powerful thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to remember, how many know what Sunday is? Know what Sunday is? Sunday is Easter Sunday. And we got like, I think it's, is it 100 or more? I think it's even more than that. I think it might be 400. I can't remember how many it is, but we got hundreds of eggs going to be hid all over the church for the kids to come have an egg extravaganza. And so kids are going to have an amazing Easter Sunday. They're going to get really, really blessed. And I hope, I'm going to spend all next week hoping they didn't find them all, so I'll get the rest. But we're going to have an awesome day. But we're going to talk about a risen Savior. It's a really good day to bring family and friends, people who don't know him. And we're going to have an amazing time celebrating a risen Savior. Amen. Amen. It's not hard to get excited on Easter. We should be excited all the time, but Easter is especially good. Amen. Well, what an awesome time. Where's Kathy? Is she still upstairs cleaning up, or is she down here somewhere? She's still upstairs cleaning up. Well, you know what? When you see Kathy next time, tell her thank you. All of her team that helped her out, we're so very, very grateful. So even though she's not here, let's give her a bit of applause. Let her hear it upstairs. Yay! Somebody took the rest of the pea meal and the croissants, or I'll be eating them for the rest of the week. It's good. Amen. Come on, stand up again. I'm just going to bless you and let you go. Are you ready? Well, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. I'm so full of gratitude for the finished work of the cross. So grateful for what you've done for us. And I just command your richest blessing in each one now. Father, I pray that this would be a season of breakthrough. I pray for miracles all through the next few days. I pray you'd be glorified in and through our lives in so many ways. But I especially pray that you would right now, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that the love of the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus, and the wonderful fellowship and continued help of the Holy Ghost would be with each and every one now and always. I bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you.